On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, it's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, singer, songwriter, the very talented Rick Astley. How are you, sir?
I'm very, very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Rick, I've been a fan for a long time. And first of all, you look fantastic.
Oh, you're a lovely man.
You look exactly the
same. You're a lovely man. There's dollars involved in this. You're a lovely man. Thank you.
Well invested dollars. You have not lost one strand of hair. Nor have aged one day.
I actually have these in boxes delivered from China. I've got four or five, to be honest. Different shades.
Well, this is an exciting time for you right now because next week you're kicking off your first U.S. tour in more than 25 years.
I know, that's crazy. My daughter's only 24, so that shows you a thing or
two.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that why you took time with such a long hiatus to play the role of father?
It's definitely part of it. I think when she came along, I think my wife and I both definitely kind of looked at both our lives, you know what I mean? Just saying, well, where are we? What are we doing? And obviously I was in pop music, and it's kind of a bit of a crazy place to be anyway. But I think having a daughter made me just reassess it all. And I kind of quit, to be honest. And yeah. I just kind of just, retiring sounds a bit crazy at the age of 28, but I did, you know. And but I loved my time in it, and then I loved my time out of it, and I'm enjoying it again now. So.
And picking up like you never missed a beat. And what are you looking forward to most?
I think obviously playing live is the ultimate for most people who've ever been in a band from school days upwards, because it's kind of, that's the moment that you actually get a real reaction. You know, if the radio obviously plays your tune, or you get on TV or any of that, you know, or even someone buys a record, that's one thing. But being in front of people, you get the real
nothing
deal.
Like,
you know
it.
What I mean? Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
The new album is 50, your first release in America in more than two decades.
Yeah.
What were some of the things that inspired these particular songs?
Well, I knew that I'm 50, and that was the whole idea of calling the album 50, that when I made it last year, I knew my birthday was coming, or the year before, actually. And I kind of just thought it was a bit of a midlife crisis, you know, make a record again. But then again, I looked back and I kind of thought, well, actually, I had my midlife crisis when I was about 28. And I think that, you know, because I've lived a bit longer and I've got a grown-up daughter and I've been with my wife a long time, I've just got a few more things that I think that I want to write about, rather than I love you, you love me, isn't it all marvelous? Do you know what I mean?
You've got a lot of experience under your belt, more things to draw from. And the album's already a big hit in England. Did you expect such a nice reception?
No, of course not. I mean, to be honest, I made the record for a few fans on Facebook and Twitter and what have you, because I've been gigging again sort of properly for about 8 years.
Right.
My wife and daughter made me go to Japan, actually, because they really wanted to go to Japan. I'd had lots of offers to do my old songs again. And I always kind of said, no, I'm not. I'm done. You know, that was another part of my life. And then when this offer came in, they said, no, you're going to Japan and you're taking us.
Nice.
Since then, I've been doing gigs again, just slowly ramping it up.
Right.
And then obviously making this record. So for me, it was kind of like I was doing it as a fun thing, really, for myself, for my 50th birthday.
Yeah.
As I say, for a few fans, for my mum.
And
then the idea of, you know, getting a record label to release it properly, that came later, really.
Yeah.
I made the record at home in my home studio. I actually wrote and played all the instruments. I did everything. I made that record. And then, so the idea of it going to number one in UK was just like, what is going on? It was, and I still, to be honest, we did a little kind of like showcase gig in this little record store, like that actually sells real vinyl and stuff, you know. And it's a tiny little place. And we got home that night, and that was the day and the night that we kind of knew we were going to have a number one album. We got home to a flooded kitchen. So I had a number one album, but I was mopping up my kitchen, drinking a really nice glass of Italian red wine.
There you go.
And it just made me think, exactly, there you go.
That's God trying to keep you humble.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, some of the song titles are Angels on My Side, Pray With Me. Is faith an important part of your life?
I think what it is that it's not like I've got an actual religion that I follow. My faith, if I'm honest about it, is in human beings. And I feel like at gigs, and that might sound really corny. Well, it might sound corny, but you can feel it at sports as well. If you get in a room or a stadium or whatever with enough people who've all got positive energy.
Right.
This might be sounding a bit hippy-dippy, I don't know. But for me, I think that's what moves me. And I've seen so many, you know, friends go through some bad things and all the rest of it. And it's religion. But I think for me, it's the people around them get them through it. And that's where my faith is, really. It's in other human beings. So even though, yes, some of the titles and even some of the lyrics in some of the songs do sound, and there's a bit of influence of gospel as well, because I love gospel. I can't say as I know a whole lot of it, but I have worked with a few choirs over the years and what have you. And I love it. And it always moves me because I think, again, it's it's like being surrounded by people who've all got the same positive energy for right. something, you know. So
it really is about that, because I know a lot of so-called religious people that aren't necessarily the
exactly.
nicest.
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah, I'm all about energy as well. The big hit, Never Gonna Give You Up, turns 30 this year, which I can't believe because I feel so
I
old. Wow, I totally remember when it came out, where I heard it, 1987.
Wow.
You recorded that on New Year's Day back in 87. What do you remember that particular session?
The thing is, that's actually a myth. I didn't, because I went on a ski holiday in December, it was, of the year before, obviously, before we released it.
Okay.
And I had a cassette of it. Yes, folks, that's how old it is.
Yes.
I had a cassette of it, and I was really good friends with one of the engineers at the studio where I kind of got my break and everything. And we were skiing, and like, you know, I listened to it a little bit in the car, and I listened to it, obviously, you know, on the old Walkmans that we all used to have. And there was something about that record. And obviously, I didn't write it, so I can say that. There was just something about it, and I just thought, I don't know, you know what, this might actually have a bit of a chance, do you know what I mean? And then it just kind of blew up next year, so.
So you ended up recording it when again?
We recorded it in 86, I think.
Oh, in 86.
Got it. But it didn't come out till a long while after, yeah.
And then there was much was made, I remember, back in the day when we first heard your voice, and they felt that the face didn't match the voice, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Was that a big deal in the UK as well?
I think, well, we only made, it's so weird, because obviously we're talking about the end of the 80s, 87, 88, that sort of period when I had my biggest hits and what have you. And you kind of think, that was MTV. That was the period for MTV, and probably its golden era, if you know what I mean. And we didn't even make a video for it. We made a video in the week that I went to number one.
Hmm.
So in a way, that's one of my proudest things about that song, is that people bought it, not because I had nice hair or because I had a stupid shuffly dance. It's because it's because they liked the tune. They heard it on the radio and went, I like that. You know what I mean? And that, in a way, is it's kind of, it's one of the best things about it, I think, you know, that it actually kind of happened because people liked the tune. It wasn't about me, really.
All right,
maybe my voice, but not about the way I looked.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. I'm looking forward. You're doing the iHeart 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because...
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And it's funny, obviously, back in Europe and different parts of the world, I've done quite a lot of gigs where there's been like a whole lineup of people from the era that I had my hits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me, if I'm going to be brutally honest, this part of me thinks, you know what, this is just way too much reality and deja vu. And then the other side of me, I've been on the side of stages sometimes and looked at people, and it is amazing because it just like the audience do, you get transported back in time.
Yes.
And that's all right. You can't do it every day of your life.
Right.
But it's okay to do it every now and again. And that's why I think they're good fun, those gigs, because it's like... Yeah, it is memories and it is stuff, but it's a bit like looking at your old school photos or you know what I mean?
It's awesome, and it's so cool and smart, I think, to embrace it too. And now with the new album, fantastic. I'm really looking forward to hearing it and seeing you perform. I want to put you on the spot real quick. Quick
no
questions,
worries.
Quick answers, okay?
Yep.
Song you wish you had written?
Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House, because that's my wife and I's tune.
I love that song. That's a great song. That's so funny
band.
That you say that. Hey now, hey. That's
there
such
you
a
go.
Great
He's
song.
Got it. He's
I love
got
that
it.
Song. I have it right here. Wow, that's great. I love that. First teeth. Have you ever sang that with them by chance?
Oh, no. I wouldn't dream of doing that.
Because sometimes they do collabs and another fellow UK guys out there.
I hold it in two high esteem to get involved
really?
In that. Yeah. They're one of my favorite bands. They're probably the band that I've seen most live in my life, I think, yeah.
Really?
I've got the lyrics to that song literally on the inside of my
engagement
ring. Really? Yeah.
Oh, what a cool fun fact right there. I love that.
Yeah.
First show on your DVR, TV show.
There's just so many. We just watched, oh my word, we just watched Billy Bob Thornton in
Goliath.
Oh.
I have not seen that, but he just won the Golden Globe, so he's good in everything.
If you start to watch it, make sure... You've got a lot of time on your hands because you'll watch every
episode.
You'll
want to binge. Is it a FX deal, Netflix deal?
I
what
think
is it?
I think it is Amazon, I think.
Oh, maybe.
I think it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But it's quite heavy, by the way. So on a lighter side, I'd say Modern Family every day of the week.
There you go. Modern Family. I've never missed an episode myself.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
We have a lot. Rick Astley and I can be friends, guys. We should totally hang out. Do you like to smoke and drink?
I like drinking, not so much smoking. Yeah.
Time travel destination.
Oh, man. Ooh, that's interesting. I'd like to go to Vegas when Sinatra and the boys were doing their thing. I think that would be quite... we haven't had many eras, I don't think, where they were actually really cool, but really sophisticated as well. Because a lot of cool now in the last, say, 30 years is very laid-back cool, isn't it?
Agree.
Do you know what I mean? It's
trying
not like
really
dress
hard.
Up and... Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
trying really hard.
So that'd be interesting.
I'm with you on that one. Might have to join that trip. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, growing up. Yeah, this is slightly... I've got two.
Okay.
Debbie Harry, for one. Blondie, who I met and actually shared a stage with to do a gig in Chile some years ago, and had breakfast with her in the hotel, and she was amazing in every way that she could possibly be amazing. Incredible. What a woman that
what
woman
is. What a great
is.
Story.
Yeah. And my other one is a woman called Kim Wilde, who's actually a friend of mine, who sang Kids in America.
Yeah, we're the kids in America.
And I know her and all her family, to be honest, and... Over a few drinks at Christmas, I kind of admitted to her that I had a bit of a crush on her when I was younger. So what are you going to do?
Hey, there you go. That's the move right there.
There you go.
Did you have a New Year's resolution?
I did, but they've already gone, I think. Do you know what I mean? The idea was, well, the thing is, we came over to California early, and the idea was to try and get a bit of fitness going and a bit of healthy eating and all the rest of it.
Right.
Forget it.
That's just about a week.
I've got a lot of friends in California, you see, so... You go to somebody's house before you know what you're doing.
Can't be
rude. Wine's open, and it's
can't
like,
be rude.
What are you going
to do? I just want to show you because I was not... Listen to this. What I have playing here.
Oh,
I just had it right here.
Come on.
It's the best. I was just telling my wife that, too. It's such a...
It's a great
such
song.
Such a great tune right here. This is on the Bocce playlist.
Yeah.
There is freedom with...
I'm not about to...
Yeah, baby.
It was the best. I'm telling you.
Love it.
Rick, I'm a bigger fan after meeting you, my friend. Thank you so much for coming by, and please come back and visit us again.
I will do. Definitely. Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
All of Rick's tour dates, including the iHeartRadio 80s Festival, are up at onwithmario.com. You can follow him on Twitter, @RickAstley.
On with Mario Lopez.